Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have a guest, Janine Knopp. Good morning to you, Janine.
Good morning, LaVon.
But I could also call you Aunt Molly.
Yes, you may.
Yes, you may. And if people haven't heard about this, we want to give them a brief description of a new TV program that Aunt Molly hosts. So what's the background there? What's the program about?
All right. Aunt Molly and Friends is an interactive children's television program designed for children ages 12 and under. We feature a live studio audience. The taping of the shows is local. It's at the Mall of the Bluffs in Council Bluffs. We feature interactive audience because adults are interacting with children.
And when you say children, usually we're going to talk about maybe somebody from the area would like to get in on this. And you said it's for 12 and under. Are most all of those possible in your audience?
Yes. When we tape, we have already taped five shows. Those children who were in the audience were ages 11 down to age 3. And they were fascinated by what we did throughout the programming.
Okay. Janine, now this is going to be on what channel when you get it all done here?
Yes, Channel 6 in Omaha, WWT, which is the NBC affiliate, will be airing the shows beginning Sunday, April 6th at 6 a.m. in the morning. So that's an early Sunday morning wake-up call. Set your recorders.
I'm not sure most kids are up at 6, maybe a few.
Yes, if you won't be able to see it at that time. Also, once the shows are aired on television, they will then be on the website for you to view, so children all over the world can learn about Aunt Molly and Friends.
Okay, give us that website. We're going to say it again, but the website that you want to jot down and remember.
Exactly. www.aunt, which would be A-U-N-T, Molly, M-O-L-L-Y, and then with the ampersand, the and sign, friends.com. So it's auntmollyandfriends.com.
The name of the program, basically.
Exactly, yes. Exactly.
So, Janine, what's all included in this? You've got these kids in the audience, mm-hmm. and you're there as the host, kind of pulling this all together. And how long is the program?
The program is a half hour long.
Okay, so what happens during this half hour?
Much. yes.
Well, you got to keep those kids' attention.
That's right. The children are sitting on colorful mats on the floor. My best friend, Rusty, is a golden doodle puppet dog. And the puppeteer is a young man who is a theater major. He's a fantastic Rusty. We banter back and forth, and the children just love it. That's the first part of the show. Then we get into the animal segment, where different exotic animals, or animals that we all may not have association with, are presented on the show. Oftentimes one different animal per show, such as crocodiles, such as lizards, such as an alpaca, such as a fennec fox. They're just fantastic. And these animal handlers who bring them in are from the Omaha area. The children just sit fascinated and wide-eyed as I interview the handler. And oftentimes we do let the children come up and touch the animals if it's appropriate for that particular animal.
Okay.
We also have a character called Tippy, and another character is called, they're identical twins called Mimi and Gigi. They're 19-year-old girls. Those characters who are local to the Omaha area are taped in different venues throughout the Omaha Council Bluffs area. It's the idea of the producer of the show, whose name is Christopher Ewing, he's from L.A., to bring these venues into the minds of the children and the parents in the area so that they, in turn, can go visit them after they've seen this brief episode.
You don't have to go to New York City. You can go to Omaha, Council Bluffs, and who knows, maybe Atlantic someday. I mean, this is...
You never know.
You never know. Maybe, because there's all kinds of possibilities.
Yes.
Okay. So these twins are doing...
They are making healthy snacks with some of the older children, and they are doing this in the culinary department at Iowa Western Community College. So rah-rah for Iowa Western.
Absolutely. So you have animals, you have food, what else?
Oh, we do activities. There's a character named Farmer Ben, and he's a guitarist, and he's great singing with the kids. The children and I sing songs with him, do action songs. We also have a magician who is cast as Postman Joe. Yes, and he's my postman, and he is fantastic. I couldn't believe how he could bring these huge coins that are bigger than a pie out from behind the ear of children. It was just fun, and so I have as much fun doing this as the children do as well.
I did watch the initial program, and yes, I can tell that you're having a great time, Janine. And it's fun, and I know it's fun for the kids too to see that you're doing the dance or you're doing whatever, that you definitely are involved, and that kind of gets them all involved. So we talked about the postman. Anything else that that's going to be an ongoing feature?
Yes, something that's of very much importance to children and parents in today's world. We have a psychologist. Her name is Dr. Deb. She is wonderful with the children in talking about subjects that might be a little hard to discuss with your children. Perhaps we talked about bullying. Wonderful back and forth banter with the children and with her and with Rusty and me. And the children were able to open up and just express some of the situations that they'd had regarding bullying, and she helped them how to handle that if they were presented with it again. Upcoming shows talk about the subjects of lying, stealing, making friends, and then another segment is, what do you do if someone is different than you? What do you do if someone's wearing glasses and you don't wear glasses, or someone's in a wheelchair, or walking with a cane, or maybe someone has one, doesn't have an arm? You know, how do you approach those people, and what's your reaction to them? It's great. It's just great information for these sweet children.
So the very purpose and mission of this program is
to bring wholesome, healthy children's television programming to our wonderful area in the Omaha Council Bluffs area. That is the basic forefront of this entire program. It's taken on the role of Captain Kangaroo, if that's what you grew up with, or of Mr. Rogers, but yet we have a live studio audience we're doing it.
And because it's NBC, I think we might mention that this Miss Molly and Friends I keep wanting to say Miss Molly, and it's Aunt Molly, A-U-N-T, Aunt Molly. Could be happening in some other places, but this is the first one.
It is, yes. It's Christopher's vision to have Aunt Molly and Friends be in every major television market in the country. And then in those major markets, he will audition for local children's audiences and local cast as well.
So, saying local children, here's your opportunity.
Yes.
And this program is going to be taped on the 22nd, this coming Saturday. But there's still time in here. If you have some kids you think would really like to be a part of the audience, what do they do?
Okay, they go to the Aunt Molly and Friends website, because you do need to have tickets, and you could apply for those through the website in order for your children to be a part of the studio audience. There are four different tapings at 9, 11, 1, and 3. And these tapings will be held at Mall of the Bluffs in Council Bluffs at the former Gymboree location. It's very easy to find, right by the children's play area at the Mall of the Bluffs. Again, this Saturday, March 22nd, it'll be a fantastic time, and I would love to see Atlantic area children there. And please come up and introduce yourself to me, because I so want to meet you.
Okay. And one concern that people might be having is that, so what are the parents doing this time? How do I make sure that my child is safe? I don't want to just drop them off at the mall and then go, okay, where's my kid?
Yes, exactly. That is a very important. Christopher wants you to come as an adult with your photo ID. When you bring your child, you will have that in your possession. Then you drop off your child. The children come into this studio, which is the storefront. Unfortunately, the adults cannot come into the studio because there's not enough room.
But they can see.
Yes, they can watch through the glass right outside of that storefront, as can other mall shoppers too. We invite people to stop and look and see what we're doing through those window panes. Then the children are there for that time segment. After that, the children do not leave until the parent comes with their photo ID to pick up their child.
Okay. Now, the program ends up to be a half an hour. Does it take a little longer than that if you plan on the children being there just a little longer than
yes,
that?
Yes, it does. 2 hours is the usual time in order to tape a segment. It's surprising once you start taping a television program. You see it on air for 30 minutes or maybe even only 22 minutes of that is actual programming, but there's so much more that goes into it.
So, again, if you are interested in finding out more about the program, if you're interested in having your children be on the program, the website is?
www.AuntMollyAndFriends.com.
Okay, and the and is not the word and, but the little sign for
yes.
and. But otherwise, just all one word, right?
Yes.
Aunt Molly and Friends, like most of the sites are. So you can see a past program, you can sign up for tickets. And I guess, Janine, if somebody really has a question, they probably could call you.
They could. I'd be delighted to talk about the
great.
Show to them.
Okay, great.
Because I so believe in it.
Well, we want to thank you very much, Janine Knopp, and I think we'll want to be visiting with you again.
Oh, thank you.
So until next time, here's a thought, though. Only do what only you can do.